about all of the members welcoming back into the house of the Lord, and yet this virus is still alarming the nation. It will not let us go. And the question is why? My brothers and sisters, I recently shared with my mother, who is 92 years old, not to go outside of her house. And we shared this message also with many of our members here at Antioch who have pre-existing medical condition. Protect yourself. I first want you to be well. I want you to know that I'm concerned about you and I'm praying for you each and every day. And I don't want you to have any reservations about returning back to church here in Antioch. I understand that your help is important. And I will never jeopardize your well-being. Antioch, over the last 2.5 months, I have preached in the church with just one person hearing me, and that was Sister Mathis. And many times she was the recording person. She was doing the sound and the music as well. And I want to thank her for that. And all of the other church members who have been working inside the church and outside of the church as well. Those that are doing the cleaning and those that are doing announcements and those who did communion and Sunday school. I want to personally take this opportunity to thank you because it was help. And that help meant a lot. To not only me, but it meant a lot to the entire congregation, to this entire church. I just want to thank you for helping the church during these difficult and unusual times. And it is truly a blessing to have you as a member of this church. So I asked the Lord, what should I say today? And I was led to Psalm 121, where David directs us through this psalm to be to the place where we can find peace with God. As he leads us towards the sovereign will of God, David takes his eyes off of his present condition and places his faith in the sovereign plan of God. For God is in control of all things. God has a purpose and God has a plan for each and everything that transpire in this dispensation or this church age. And so I wrestled and I looked and I was asking God for answers to the question. So in that first verse of this psalm, we see David cries for help. We see David cries for help. For David said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My brothers and sisters, that's personal. That's personal because David's eyes was focused on God. And my brothers and sisters, when our eyes is focused on God, when our eyes is focused on the Lord guides us, he directs us, and he leads us. And because he is a God who is in control of all things, we do not have to worry about what is happening all around us. For we have help in the form of our Lord, our God, and our King. And then my brothers and sisters, David said, through the hills. And when we think about that, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. And through the hills, some have suggested that this was a pathway which would lead to Jerusalem. A pathway. A way to a place of prominence. And Jerusalem is God's city, my brothers and sisters. Jerusalem is God's holy city. It is a place where God has blessed. And David, knowing that God had blessed the city, David could look to the city where blessings could be found. That's enough to shout about. My brothers and sisters, here at Antioch should be a place that you can look to for refuge, that you can look to and know that the Lord is in the house. Like Jerusalem, a place that is holy, Antioch should be a place where Christians could be found, a place where we can rejoice and embrace one another and have fellowship, honoring our Lord, our God, and our King for how great, how wonderful, how powerful, how eternal is our Lord and our God. If there was ever a time, my brothers and sisters, that we need to come together, it is now. If there were ever a time that we as a nation need help, it is now. And the church has been shut down, closed doors, services altered. Fear and misinformation has run rampant through this entire nation. Why? What is causing this delusion, and what is causing all of this chaos? I'm sure you know by now. My brothers and sisters, we can see turbulence in every country on the face of the earth. And it is not getting better, it is getting worse. David looked at his situation, and being overcome by emotion and tiredness makes a desperate cry for help. Is there anybody crying out for help? Where does my help come from? I'm glad you asked. As believers, we should know the answer to that question. Our help is not in presidents, nor is it in kings. Our help is not in prime ministers or autocratic leaders. Our help is in the Lord. It is in the Lord. We have all been in places and situations where we feel helpless. I have been there many times. And the burden of the situation of our heart was more than we can bear. And when we think about our situation, we have to be reminded that our situation is temporary. God is working things out in spite of the fact that we don't understand it, neither do we see it, nor do we see the solution. God has an eternity to perform a miracle for your healing, for your blessing, for your spiritual growth. He has an eternity to do and accomplish his purpose and his plan for each and every one of our lives. Why? Because he's in charge of it all. So let's look at verse 2. It gives us the answer. He said, my help comes from the Lord. David knew that God had a sovereign plan for which he was a part of. He knows my comings as well as my going. He knows the hairs on my head. He knows my time frame here on earth. He knew, David knew, he had to trust in the plan of God, even though he did not know where that plan would lead. He had to trust God. and that if he did trust him, God would safely lead him through the trials he was facing in life. See, when you have a trust, an unwavering trust, you can trust God when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil, for knowing that the Lord God is with you. David used what was called a military term in this psalm, as David referred to God as standing on watch in verses 3 and in verse 4, for it states, he will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The guard of a camp, my brothers and sisters, the guard of a camp could not go to sleep, for it was his job to warn the others in the camp of an advancing enemy. He could not sleep so that the others in the camp could rest and be ready for battle. And so he was always constantly on guard. God is on guard. He is watching over us. He neither slumber nor sleep. He watches over our footsteps. He sees everything that we are and everything that we're doing and everything that we will do in the future. God neither slumber nor sleep. He's watching us. Just like a military, God watches over those that he's been entrusted to. Like a shepherd who watches over his sheep, we are on guard. For the enemy has a desire to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we see that David is saying, in those, he said, then David said, the Lord is your keeper. The Lord is thy shade on thy right hand. The sun shall not strike thee by day, nor the moon by night. In verse 7 and 8, David reaffirmed God's loving protection. As the Lord promised to watch our coming and our going. For the Lord is our keeper as well as our protection. For God covers us constantly. As a shepherd looking over his sheep, so do the Lord look over the believer. Then David said, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The right hand is a hand of position, of power, and influence. God will protect us and provide for us. And then God has influence of those who he loves. Antioch, God has influence over those whom he loves. For God so agape loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. Antioch, as I quickly bring this message to a close on this Independence Day, as believers, you and I don't have to worry about the things that are carrying today. The Lord came into this world to redeem mankind of his sins. For scripture tells us, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Weight, Unstoppable Weight.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans?